Bez Hashem, continue with Pelioids, Shir number 60 in Ois Aleph, discussing Avelus of the year for a Loyalena, for a parent, a father, or a mother. As we mentioned in the previous Shir, that the more a person keeps to the halachas of Avelus, it takes away the tsar, the pain of the nifter. That is a tremendous impetus for a person to adhere to these halachas as much as possible. Prat al aviv v'imoy roi laharis avelus yaseir kol shneimas achoidish. Especially for the avelus of one's parents during the year of 12 months, a person should make sure to fulfill the halachas properly. V'leikonis l'shum simcha l'shum suda. A person should not come to any public gatherings of simchas or meals. V'lo yelech levake l'shum adam lo b'shabbosis lo b'moyadim. One should not go to visit people on Shabbos and Yontif. Now, the exact halachas, you have to open up the halachas svarim on this topic. Hilchos Avelus and Shulchan Aruch is extremely, extremely long. There are a tremendous amount of English svarim on this topic. And of course, it should not be applicable to any of us if that's the situation. And we should fulfill it by the limud over here alone and not in the lemaisa. A person should learn and give their neshamas aliyas. A person should not go on trips. And he should be thinking to himself as follows. Perhaps a person's parent is suffering in the next world. I'm going to go traveling around the world. I'm going to go on trips, enjoying myself here in this world, while my parent, Kachas Hashalom, being tsar. That's the way the Pelioids says a person should be thinking during the year of the Avelus. Person should not say the incorrect statement to himself. What's it going to make a difference if I mourn over them? What's going to make a difference? Can I bring them back? I can't do Tchias HaMeisim. I'm not Eliyahu Navi. So you got to move on in life. Says the Pelioids, that's a big mistake. Loichin. And he brings the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'odom, which talks about this topic of Avelus. Now listen to this. Sha'amar Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to Yeshua, Yeshua, now this is, by the way, this is his Talmud. This is not his son. This is his Talmud. Now it's Talmud Muvak. And he's saying, we're going to learn from here a couple of points. Number one, a Talmud like this, like a Yeshua Talmud Muvak, can take away the Tsar from the Rebbe. That's number one. Now he's talking, though, the Pelioids bring this as example for the children. But it's a chizik to Talmidim for their rebellion. So he says, Yeshua, levashalai shechayrim. Wear blackened clothing on my behalf during the Avelus, the morning time period. V'siskasi shechayrim v'yizor b'chvoyid aluv ozu. And make sure you follow, says the Ramban, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us to Yeshua, you follow, you're concerned for my covered, my honor, v'yizor b'chvoyid aluv. When a person follows the halachas, the inyanim, the hashkafa of Avelus, it decreases the tsar, the pain of the nifter that he's mourning for. Mashma shu kovid l'neshama kol mashem marin Avelus al pridoso. Says the Pelioids, you see how this takes away, it's a kovid for the neshama, it gives an honor to the neshama. This is a tremendous chizik for a person who is in that state to realize they accomplish. When, if it's the Le'aleinu in the year of the Yortzeit, if it's for a Yort, the year of the Avelus rather, or if it's a Yortzeit itself, they have to realize it gives kovod to the neshama. It takes away tsar. Av lo yasek kiminageza mekoyim shaloshim bigdei chol b'shabes lo yasek kein afilu He says, don't do what some places people do. They wear weekday clothing on the Shabbos of Shiva. That's incorrect. According to the Rizal, and he says, according to him, we live according to the words of the Rizal, of course. This is the end of the Avelus discussion over here. He has one that just mentioned something else that he said in passing. He says, don't wear big day chol b'Shabbos. Don't wear weekday clothing on Shabbos. That's to show I'm mourning. So I'm not going to wear my Shabbos clothing. We have a Pesach over here, an opening, to point out, forget about Avelus, put aside Avelus. Talk about Kovod Shabbos. Talk about Kovod Shabbos. Shabbos clothing is to be worn the whole entire Shabbos. I was a little boy. I don't remember exactly what grade I was in when my principal, maybe I was in fourth grade, third grade, Rabbi Kalman Rosenbaum, should live and be well, he would say, Shabbos clothing is for the whole entire Shabbos. Unfortunately, sometimes, number one, people don't even go in the shul with Shabbos clothing. That's number one. That's a problem. Number two, after they come home from shul, if they are wearing Shabbos clothing, they put on, like weekday, they put on shorts and they're jogging around town. It's not Sunday. It's Shabbos Kodesh. It's, you have to wear big day Shabbos. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. You're wearing big day Malchus. The Shabbos clothing is learned out from the Kohanim. A Kohen has the zchus to put on the big day Kahuna. If it's a Kohen Gadol, imagine a Kohen Gadol. How many people can be a Kohen Gadol of that great position? He puts on the 8 garments, begadim, when he does the Avodah. And we learn now to wear Shabbos begadim from Kohanim when they do the Avodah. We're now doing the Avodah of Shabbos Kodesh. It's a schus, it's an honor for us to put on Shabbos clothing. We should appreciate the privilege we have to have the gift Matana Toiva Yeshli Beis Gnozov. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud says, I have this precious gift. Hashem's called Shabbos a precious gift. Imagine you give somebody a very thin laptop. Like they make them very thin today. Very thin, very light, and very expensive. It's like $3,000, some of these, you know. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Very expensive. It's very thin. And you hand it to him, and he says, wow, this is great. I needed a placemat. I thank you so much. It's a little thick, but I think it'll do. I like the size of it. And you think he's making a joke. And then you see he takes his food, his lunch, he puts I was thinking of a pizza, a good one, you know. Think of like a food that you don't want to, you know, drip on the computer or laptop, the oil everywhere, and it's got a sushi on there. You think like, what is going on here? And you tell him, this is a laptop. This is a $3,000 laptop. It's very light because it's very expensive. You open, and he can't believe it. He can't believe how he almost misused this laptop for a placemat. Now, Shabbos is not a mashal of a nimshal of a laptop, but we have Shabbos Kodesh. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, I have matana toiva. I have a great gift, a good gift for you. And the more we learn the halachas of Shabbos, and we learn the hashkafah of Shabbos, and we come to do what we should be doing in Shabbos, and appreciate the privilege, the honor. Goyish Shabbos is chayv misa. It's not his Shabbos. It's our Shabbos. Hashem gave us the gift. Appreciate the gift. Appreciate it. And one of the ways to appreciate it is by wearing honorable clothing, Shabbos begadim. Feel like the melech, feel like the malka that we are. Be proud to wear Shabbos clothing.